excited or having a feeling of anticipation. So what is this anticipation or excitement? What's it look like? I think of an example for children who are at school. The children who are in school, their Christmas vacation is coming shortly. Some students might have already started their Christmas vacation. I think for the school here, tomorrow is their last day. I was talking to some students on Friday. Friday was their last day of school for our students in Omaha. And I was talking to them, and I could tell they were excited. They were excited for their Christmas vacation. So I asked them a question. This was during lunch when I was watching the students, the boys. I asked them, I said, raise your hand if you're going to do homework during Christmas vacation. I looked around, there wasn't a single hand that went up. But I just told them that, yeah, I didn't expect you to be doing homework on your Christmas vacation, but just in general, remember, it's not a vacation from our prayers. So how important it is for you to still remember to pray your morning prayers, your night prayers, you know, your rosary, and then also to do some spiritual reading as well. So I hope the boys were listening and they do remember to do that with their families over their Christmas vacation. But that excitement or that longing for the coming of our Lord at Christmas, that should certainly be rising up in our hearts now as we draw near to Christmas. It's only 1 week away. In order to help foster that anticipation or that excitement for the coming of our Lord at Christmas, I want to just go through some of the details of the first Christmas when our Lord came to us the first time almost 2,000 years ago. And to set the scene, our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph were in Nazareth. Our Blessed Mother was already with child, and they understood the scriptures. Our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph knew that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem. So they were in Nazareth. Nazareth was about a 4 or 5 day journey between the two of them. So it would take about 4 or 5 days to get to Bethlehem. And our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph, they didn't travel there very often. So they were pondering or thinking, what was going to be the occasion? What's going to be the event that brings them to Bethlehem? And so too, that did come in God's time. And that was the census that went out by Caesar Augustus. Caesar Augustus wanted to know the total number of all of his subjects in the Roman Empire. So he required that the citizens return or go to the city of their ancestors. So you had to return to the city where your ancestors were from, and there you had to fill out or do the census. For Joseph and our Blessed Mother, that city was Bethlehem. So they recognized God's will, they recognized God's hand, that you know this census was their calling, the fulfillment of the prophecy of Micah, that the Savior was going to be born in Bethlehem. St. Joseph and our Blessed Mother undertook that journey, and what did they find when they got to Bethlehem? There were many people who were there. There were others who were coming for the census, and there was no room in the inn. Imagine going door to door, and the response you always receive is, there is no room, there is no room. You know, most of us here have traveled before, most of us here have gone on maybe a vacation or a work trip or whatever it might be. To know that when you get to your destination, you're tired, you're worn out, you've already been enduring many hardships along the way, whether it's distance or other things that have come up, and now you're rejected a place to stay. There's no rooms anywhere available. So you can only imagine the cross, the heaviness of that challenge that was St. Joseph and our Blessed Mothers at that moment. Another thing to ponder and think about is the same thing happens in our day and age. When we commit sin, or when we make peace with sin, we tell our Divine Lord in the manger, we tell him, there's no room for you in my heart. My heart is filled up by this sin. My heart is filled up by the love of this world. By committing sin, we tell our Divine Lord, laying there in the manger, that I choose this sinful pleasure. I choose this thing of the world over you. And how sad that is to think. And our Lord, he does not want us. He does not want us to live in such a state. But during the season of Advent, we should be doing those little things well in order to help to clean out our hearts. We should be doing those little things well in order to make room for our Lord on Christmas. So after being rejected a place to stay in Bethlehem, St. Joseph and our Blessed Mother went outside the city, and that's where they found the cave, a stable, very damp and cold, not a fit place for where the Messiah, the Redeemer of mankind, And that is where our Savior was born. And when it comes to our Savior, my dear friends in Christ, we should think of a few things first. Why did he come as an infant? Why did the Redeemer come as a small child? He could have come as a full-grown man. Jesus could have came to us with majesty and splendor and glory, with soldiers, with all sorts of things. Like our Lord will come in the end times. He will come in a second coming with great majesty and glory and splendor. But why did he come as an infant the first time at the first Christmas? That is because our Lord wants to receive us in our hearts. Our Lord wants us to receive him in our hearts. Think of an infant or a small child. How tender they are. How likely we are, how moved we are to love them, to have compassion on them, and to embrace them. So too with our Lord and Savior Jesus. He comes to us as an infant because he loves us so much. He comes to us because he wants us to have that tender love for him. Our Lord does not want us to have that servile fear, just that fear of being punished. No, our Lord wants us to have a genuine love for him, that burning love in our hearts. That's why he's come to us as an infant. Another thing to consider, think about, when we see how our Lord has come to us as a small infant, is that because of original sin, Adam and Eve had committed an infinite offense against the mighty God. Adam and Eve had committed an infinite offense against the mighty God because God, being infinite, was the one who was offended by their disobedience. So in order to make up, in order to make satisfaction for that original sin, Almighty God would have to come and make that satisfaction for mankind. We are finite, my dear friends in Christ. We are limited. None of us are infinite. So in order for us to make up for the consequences of original sin, God, who is infinite, would have to come and save us, would have to come and redeem us. But another thing to consider is that because man had offended Almighty God, because Adam and Eve had offended Almighty God in original sin, that satisfaction for original sin would have to come from man. As man had offended Almighty God, man would have to make satisfaction for that sin. So that's where we see in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he is true God and true man. He has two natures, but he's one person. As our Redeemer, he is able to, and was, redeemed us upon the cross. But as I said, our Lord could have come as a full-grown man, but he chose to come as an infant to move our hearts to love him more. Also consider the fact that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he did not have to suffer as much as he did during his life. He did not have to spend 30 years in his hidden life, living an ordinary life. He did not have to spend his 3 years in his public life. In fact, it would not have been necessary for him to die such a painful death upon the cross. St. Alphonsus Liguori says, our Lord could have redeemed us with just one word. That just one word our Lord could have redeemed us. Why? Because that one word would be infinite. That one word would be coming from Jesus, who is true God and true man. But that was not enough, St. Alphonsus Liguori says, for the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus moved him to come to us as a tender child. The love of Jesus moved him to give us that 30 years of his hidden life as an example for us, both young and old. We can look at our Lord's life during those 30 years, and we can see that it is especially through the hidden life that most of us are going to become saints. It is especially through fulfilling our daily duty, doing the little things day in and day out, doing the things you have to do every day, but doing them for the love of Almighty God, imitating our divine Lord. By doing that, we're going to become the saints that God wants us to become. Our Lord gave us his 3 years of his public life, teaching us things that were necessary for us and our salvation, and then finally his passion and death on the cross. So when we think of our divine Lord coming at this Christmas, in only a short week, we should have excitement in our hearts. We should have an anticipation. So too, like children, when it comes to your school vacation or not having to study over the Christmas time, that's something that we look forward to. I have to laugh too because students, teachers also look forward to Christmas vacation as well. So that gives the teachers an opportunity, a little bit of a break as well, to take care of other things. So don't think you're the only ones who are excited about Christmas vacation, but so too, we use that time well. We want to make sure that we're still praying our prayers. We want to make sure that we're doing some spiritual reading. We want to sanctify that time of a break or a vacation. My dear friends in Christ, let us use this last week to clean out our hearts. If there's any attachments in our hearts to sin, if there's any attachments in our hearts to the things of this world, let us ask our Blessed Mother for help. Let us ask her for the grace of Almighty God to really detach our hearts from the things of this world. If we think about this excitement, if we think about this anticipation for Christmas, and you ask yourself, or this is your, if this is the case, why is my heart so cold? Why is my heart so indifferent? Why does it seem like I'm not so excited about Christmas as I ought to be? Father talks about it in the sermon. He says, your heart should be inflamed. You should be longing for the coming of our Lord at Christmas. You should be looking forward to midnight Mass or coming to Mass in the morning. Why is my heart so cold to all of this? Well, first thing I would ask is, what do we spend a lot of our time on during the day? We have our daily duty, our work, or our school, whatever it might be. But are you engaging in a lot of entertainment? Are you spending a lot of time on the internet, watching videos, or watching TV, or other things, especially during this Advent season and time? Now is the time to put those things away. Those things are a distraction. I'm talking about those things which are for entertainment. Of course, we have those things which are necessary for our job or our duties. But those extra things, those extra videos or conversations or whatever it might be that are a distraction, cut those out. Turn off the noise. Spend some time in prayer. Pick up a good spiritual reading book. Try your very best to spend time with your family. Do things together that you're going to genuinely remember. So, there are so many ways that we can sanctify this time of Advent. We have 1 week left. If we want our hearts to be inflamed, we want our hearts to be excited for the coming of our Lord, let us ask our Blessed Mother to prepare them. Let us do our part, though, by getting rid of those distractions. Turn off the TV, turn off the music, turn off the internet, the things that are not necessary for our duties. Let's do that, and what you'll find is that you will be more prepared for the coming of our Lord. You'll be more excited for the coming of our Lord. Our Lord has told us, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let us do our very best to be poor in spirit, to be detached from the things of this world, so that way our hearts may be inflamed for the love of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.